We learned with shock that the House of Secretary General Tendai Biti was attacked by a petrol bomb. And this petrol bomb, it looks like it is the same type, the same, even the method of throwing it as the petrol bomb that was thrown at his house in 2011 after he was accused by ZANU-PF of undermining President Mugabe. So we unreservedly as a party condemn this act of cowardice. After discussion with the Secretary General, it is clear that this is the work of people who are outside the MDC. It is the work of enemies of the party. The attack bears the fingerprints of ZANU-PF. Zimbabweans ought to know that the MDC was blamed for the murder of Kane Nkala only for the young people who had been accused to be found not guilty. MDC was also accused of petrol bombing police stations as well as ZANU-PF offices, and this turned out to be false. It is clear that there are political parties who want to exacerbate the disagreements within the MDC and try to play the MDC leaders against each other. The MDC does not condone this and does not resolve its political disputes that way. We are worried that this cowardly attack brings feelings of insecurity to the Biti family as well as to the children who are innocent. So this is a very, very terrible time. And we hope that political parties do not try to interfere with the MDC in this manner.
Is this not as a result of divisions that are rocking your party at the moment?
No, certainly not, because this is not the modus operandi of the MDC. This is not the way the MDC treats one of its own. This bomb is similar in texture, it is similar in everything to the bomb that was thrown. And it was proven that it was thrown with the concurrence or with the support of ZANU-PF, because nobody then was arrested.